I'm delighted to say once again we're joined by Professor Joe Harrison, the CEO of Milton Keynes University Hospital. Hello, Joe, how are you?
Good afternoon, Darren. I'm very well, thank you.
It seems ages since I've seen you.
There's so much going on these days that time flies by.
It does. I can't remember when you was last in, but obviously a number of our listeners and followers online have asked for a number of questions, and looking at them, they're all quite similar, so we'll do our best to crack through them in the time that we've got this afternoon. So there's obviously been a lot of stuff in the press, especially over the last few months, about waiting times. And you've obviously been the CEO of the hospital for quite some time, so maybe you'd like to give us the current picture.
Absolutely. What we've seen, certainly in the last 2 years, is waiting times for people have increased significantly. And I quite often get asked, how long on average do people wait? And I can say to your listeners, it really does depend. And I know that can be frustrating, but at the moment, we have around about 1 in 10 patients wait more than a year, which is really way too long. And we also have around about 4 out of 10 patients that get treated within 4 months. So the difference is huge. And of course, if you get referred with cancer, we will do everything that we can to see you within 2 weeks. So it really does depend.
And is that where the new cancer centre is really benefiting the local community?
It is. What we've seen is a real step up in the number of patients being referred to us for diagnosis for cancer, and also, just as importantly, patients that come and see us that then don't get diagnosed with cancer, which is great because it means they don't have to worry.
And as you said, it's a mixed picture when it comes to waiting times, but you've obviously been a CEO for the hospital for quite some time. So is it the worst that you've ever seen it overall?
Certainly overall, the waiting times and indeed the numbers of patients waiting for some form of help are the longest and the highest number that I've seen in the 10 years that I've been at Milton Keynes.
And do you see the situation improving in any way?
We know that when we have a full workforce, which we've been really good at attracting, who are working full time, we know that the numbers of patients that we can treat exceeds the numbers of patients coming on to our waiting list. So we know that if we can have a really good run at it, the numbers of patients waiting will start to reduce.
Okay. And in regards to staff absences, because I guess that's what you're referring to there, there's obviously been a number of strikes, which we'll come on to in just a second. But is COVID having any impact at the moment?
We know that the number of patients and indeed staff with COVID is starting to creep up again. The national vaccination program for COVID has already started, and that's been pulled forward because of concerns about increasing numbers. And as always, I would urge all of your listeners to make sure that they get vaccinated if they're eligible for both COVID and for flu to keep themselves safe.
Okay. A&E waiting times. So I know that there's been a few announcements since you was last in not to come to A&E unless it's absolutely essential, which should be the case anyway. But I know that there's been a number of announcements since you was last in about A&E.
We've done a number of things at Milton Keynes to try and make sure that patients who come to our emergency department are not just seen as quickly as they can be, but also seen in the right place. And first in that is we opened the Maple Centre, which is additional capacity where patients that don't need that full emergency department service can come and be assessed and diagnosed in a far less busy, comfortable environment, and from there either get discharged home or get admitted into the hospital. Our emergency department continues to get busier and busier as Milton Keynes grows, and any listeners will know that if they come here now, we've got more staff, we've got a bigger department than we had a couple of years ago, and we need to do more.